American Airlines said today that Qatar Airways is trying to acquire as much as 10% of American. Qatar Airlines is state-owned, and the move comes after a number of Middle Eastern countries cut off diplomatic ties with Qatar and also cut direct flights to and from the country. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Hi, Lynette.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And why is Qatar Airways trying to buy up part of American? What's the goal?
Okay, well, this you have to understand this is a longer push. It goes back farther than the dispute Qatar is having with its neighbors. The Gulf Airlines have been trying to get into the American market for some time now. And in fact, it was Emirates who first has been trying to get a flight from Newark to Athens to Dubai and get a little bit of this piece of travel we have out of the United States and regionally too within the United States. So this is something that the big three airlines, Delta, United, and American Airlines, have detested. They really don't want the Gulf Airlines anywhere near America. They've been complaining to the Trump administration that because these airlines are state-owned, they have an unfair advantage over private American carriers. And so, you know, they're in violation of open sky laws. This is an old conflict. And in fact, American regional airways like JetBlue and Hawaiian Airlines have sided with the Gulf Airlines in the past. Even the carrier that takes FedEx has sided with the Gulf carriers in the past. So this is definitely more of a corporate international struggle than it is anything geopolitical.
What does it mean for American Airlines?
American Airlines, would get a brand infusion that is unlike anything any American airline has. Qatar Airlines was just named the best airline in the entire world. And, you know, people associate it with elegance and hospitality, which are two words that don't get in the same paragraph as, I think, American carriers anymore.
Not very many of them anyway.
So a 10% stake, which is what Qatar is looking for, would require board approval. The stock popped 5% this morning just on the news that this might happen. So it looks like shareholders would be compensated for this. And if you're the board, you're looking at this thing and saying, hey, maybe an unfair advantage is really unfair when it's not my advantage. All eyes will be on Warren Buffett, who has a 5% stake in American Airlines. People will be wanting to know what the Oracle has to say about this. But in the meantime, you know, Qatar is suffering because of this blockade. It's been cut off from 18 destinations and 50 daily flights. So this could be some good news that the company needs if people start talking positively about
and
it.
Just in the 30 seconds we have left, Lynette, I just want to ask you about something else that's going on, which is that oil prices have fallen to a 9-month low, around $43 a barrel, and summer gas prices down to a 12-year low.
That's great for Americans paying at the pump, but the question remains, what does that mean for the global economy? You know, when the world is running at full tilt, there's a lot of demand, and that means we need a lot of energy. We're building things, we're making things. And this 2-year supply glut has people wondering, what does this mean for how we are, you know, how we are moving and how we are working as a global society?
That's Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, thanks.
No problem. Have a great one.